Sweetheart, darling, light of my life, I am so hungry, it is ridiculous. I've been trying to be so good about it, I haven't asked you in forever for blood, but I am dying, baby. Like, not literally yet, but I'm just so hungry. The blood bank's closed on the weekend. I know, you were right. You told me to go on Friday. But then I got lazy and I didn't go. So, here we are. Hence why. Please, baby. Please. It never hurts. It only hurts for like a second. And then after that, it's fine. And I won't drain you, obviously. Well, because I love you. One, and because I love you, and if I drain you, you'll die. No. We're not going to get into this whole me turning you into a vampire thing again. Because you're... One, you're completely misunderstanding how vampirism works. It's genetic, baby. It is. I can't give you vampirism the same way I can't give you my eye color or my hair color. It doesn't work like that. Our kids have a chance of being, you know, catching the condition known as vampirism. But, I mean, I can't just pass it to you. Besides, you don't really even want it. Baby, imagine if you had to have FPS 100 all the time. And also you had, like, an iron deficiency. That's basically what vampirism is. It's just, I can't go outside and I have an iron deficiency. I don't know, maybe vampires do have an iron deficiency. I haven't really gone to a doctor since people are doing the whole leeches and bloodletting stuff, so... I mean, I know science has advanced a whole lot because instead of having to, like, duck off into the village and steal a peasant, now I can just, like, go down to the blood bank and talk to some guy. Yes, when I mean talk, I do mean hypnotize, but still... You know the hours are hard for me to get to. Baby, I can't go between the hours of... Well, I guess I could go early in the morning, but I'm not a morning person. You know that. Yeah, and the closer it gets to noon, the more likely I am to burst into flames. Yeah, I mean, I could do the whole direct sunlight in anything but the noon sun. As it approaches noon, the more liable I am to just combust spontaneously. And you don't want me to combust spontaneously, do you? Thank you. I know that's not the reason why I went. I will admit the reason I didn't go to the blood bank on Friday was because I'm lazy. I will give you that. But in exchange, can I please have just like a pint and a half, maybe? Oh, you're gonna go to bed soon anyway. Yeah. Because I'm just waking up, which means it is very late outside. Mm-hmm. It means you're going to bed soon anyway. And you'll fall right to sleep. You might be a little lightheaded, but how about this? I will get up, I will go get you apple juice and a cookie afterwards. Deal? But a pint and a half. Because I'm so hungry, baby. I could drain an entire cow right now. Like, if you brought me an entire cow, I could drain the whole thing. I am that hungry. I mean that. No, you're getting sidetracked. I don't know, you just kind of pick a person at random and just suck their blood. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the nicest thing in the world. But back then, things were different, you know? Yeah. It was crazy. You have no idea how weird everything was before the internet. Do you think things are weird now? Mm-mm. Mm. Sorry. No, okay. Alright. Do we have a deal? I appreciate that. I love you. No, baby. Baby, you know I'm not using you for your blood. Baby, at right now I can go out anywhere and grab a bite to eat, but I am choosing to eat you. Okay, granted that doesn't sound better, but if I go out and eat someone else, I'll have to murder them, and I don't really want to do that. So that'll be my entire night. My entire night will be just getting a meal. I was really wanting to play. Yeah. Baby, for the last 700 years of my life, there hasn't been an Xbox, okay? Or cable. All right? So, excuse me for wanting to enjoy the finer things. You've always known cable. It's always been there for you. For me, there was not cable. There was just sitting in a dark room, waiting for it to be night, and then going outside on these like dirty, muddy paths, skulking around, looking for someone to eat, and then you eat them, and then you go back in the dark room. It was terrible. Yeah, you just do that. That was your life. You know, there was no Seinfeld. There was no Friends. There was no Gilligan's Island. You know, I got, I don't know, it was like, I think I woke up my stupor in 72. Yeah, just in time for the Muppets. So, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to catch up on all the things I missed. Hence why, if I could have like a quick meal, it's a lot better than just going out and possibly eating a neighbor. I don't know who I'm gonna eat. It's just gonna be like whoever I first like come across, you know? I'm not picky. Like I said, I'm really hungry. I'm so hungry, baby. Just please. Yeah. I will bring you that cookie and I will bring you that apple juice. Deal. Come here, give it to me. I don't understand why in movies they have like when vampires biting and sucking blood, you know? They always have like their teeth in the person still. That doesn't make any sense to me. You use the teeth to take the bite and then after that you just suck the blood. Like why would you just keep the teeth in the person? That doesn't seem like it's conducive to sucking blood. It just shows me that no one in movies are vampires. I mean, probably showing them. Maybe there's a vampire director, like a screenwriter or something. I don't know. It wouldn't work for the lighting department. No, I'm almost done. You haven't eaten a lot of meat recently. Yeah, I can taste it. Yeah. It's good. It's really, it's, it is really good. I like it a lot. It's definitely one of my favorites. Ten out of ten. Best blood in town. I mean that. Baby? Oh. Crud, I might have drank too much. Okay, I'm gonna run and grab you apple juice. Don't move anywhere. Like literally don't get up, you'll probably faint. I'll be right back.